my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka in what is a closing set of drive times in this part of the world. Yep, God's got some plans, and we are flowing with Him. You know, the people of God, we are people that flow with His Spirit. Jesus discussed what we were like in John chapter 3, that we are like the wind. Those that are led by the Spirit are the true sons and the daughters of God. And how does that work? Well, He leads and you follow. He shows, He directs, and you go. See, it's important to be led by the Spirit because, see, the world works to control the mind. And as it works to control your mind and to control your consciousness, to control your thinking, as that is its effort, part of the goal of that is then to make you predictable. Then to make you follow certain scripts and certain patterns and certain pre-decided, predetermined things. And when you know that the goal of the world system is to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, then you know that the programming that the world will give you will be to take you down that particular line. I can give you lots and lots and lots of examples of this. So I'll give you a couple. For example, one. Say, for example, the over-sexualization of people's relationships through Hollywood or through music videos. You know, with something like that, the push to make people promiscuous, the push to make people just shack up with anybody and everybody, and to get them to give themselves away to whoever for just, you know, quick good time. The byproduct of that, now they never show you the consequences of that, but the byproduct of that is broken hearts, weak, true relationships in life, because you know, your soul gets fragmented and fractured. Statistically, the more sexual partners that you have, the more chances that you have for sexually transmitted diseases and all kinds of other things that go on with that. So basically, just to kill you. You know, whereas, you know, what God designed and what God put in place was a level of intimacy that can only be found by following His plan. A level of connection that can only be found in Him. So, you know, something like that is, you know, the way that God works versus the way that the world tries to program people. Now, you've got to ask yourself, you should take a step back, leave spirituality out of it for a second, and just say, why in the world does the world work so hard in those short windows of communication that they have to try to push the messages that they do on you? See, everything is done with an agenda. Everything is done with some motivation, some reason for carrying out a particular behavior. So you've got to ask yourself why. There's got to be that curiosity inside of you. You got to wonder why. Why is it that this is what the world is focusing on? When it could be focusing on so many other things. You know, it could talk about, you know, the beauty of creation. It could talk about, you know, the challenges of life. It could talk about this. It could talk about that. Why is it that that is the predominant set of messages that are used through the mainstream channels that are there? And then you got to start saying, okay, well, who's pushing that? Who's behind that? See, look, I mean, if for the people that have engaged in this even to the slightest level, even to the most nominal level, they know that this life is not all there is. They know that things carry on after this life. That's why even scriptures doesn't spend too much time on the atheist, because scriptures just wrap it up with one fell swoop. It's either Psalms or Proverbs, but it just basically says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. So that's the fool. And it's pretty foolish to say in your heart that there is no God when you're breathing the air that He's put inside of you. Oh, I'm sorry, where did you come from? Where were you? Where were you 150 years ago? That's right, you weren't here. But yet you came into existence here in this dimension. How? Well, if you can't answer those questions, then you might want to not discount the truest possibility that there is for your existence and start with that. But you know what? Actually, what I've found predominantly, most times that the atheists that I know have, they are usually in countries with a lot of luxury and material wealth. Or they usually come from, if not that, families with resources and means, if they are ever, which is pretty rare, in developed nations, or developing nations, sorry. And I think there's a reason for that, because, you know, even in Proverbs 30, one thing that, you know, the sayings of Augur was, he said, you know, talking in one of his prayers to God was that God wouldn't give him too little or too much. And he said, you know, if he gets too much, he might turn around after he has too much in the way of resource and say, who is God? You know, there's kind of a history of that too. And a lot of times when people are blessed materially, blessed with resource, blessed financially, and they forget the blesser, they forget the source of where it came from, they forget the person that gives the power to create wealth, they forget the one who the silver and the gold belongs to him, they forget the one who the cattle on 1,000 hills is his, and they just see the cow for the day because they've got more than what they need. But typically when people are in places where they're closer to what the grit of what life can be, the struggle of what life can be, when they're not put behind a few layers to buffer and cushion them and make them soft and squishy, that's usually when you find people that are much more in touch with reality, and they know that there is they know there's supernatural power going on. They know that there is spiritual forces at work. So in that situation, then it's like, okay, all right, they at least understand that. But then, you know, then you get people that are going to the dark side for power. You get people that walk with God for and trust Him for His protection and know that He can trump it all. So then you get, it's much more involved. It's much more the clash that takes place in this dimension, where the wheat and the tares grow together, where light and dark coexist in this plane for this window of time. You know, it's incredible. It's incredible that it's like that here. It's incredible that God has allowed for us to live in this. You know, I know some of you guys out there, you do write in and you talk about some of the difficulties that you go through. And look, you know, we appreciate the fact that you have things that are struggles for you in this life. Look, everybody has things that they face while they go through this life and this world and their time here. That's part of your existence here. But part of the whole purpose here is to overcome. I know we say that a lot because that's the message that needs to get through, is to Him who overcomes. And how do you overcome? You remain in Him, and His words remain in you. How do you remain in Him? Well, He is I Am. So to start with, come into that eternal reality of who you are right now, at this moment. Don't worry about your past, because it's been covered by the blood of Jesus. And don't worry about your future, because He's already told you in Matthew 6, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Don't take thought for the morrow. Okay, let me give you something practical, right? because it's important that you guys also get practical skills for how to live life, how to walk out your time here. Look, the world works very hard to get your mind either wrapped up in your past or fretting and worrying about your future. And in that process, you miss being connected to I am right now. See, that is a strategy of the world, in case you didn't know that. Part of the world's strategy is to get you pining and lamenting over your past, or to get you fretting and worried about your future. And in so doing, to get you to miss being consummated with the Father, I am, right now. See, He is eternal. Look, what is eternity? Is eternity endless time? Or is there time, or is there no time in eternity? See, the illusion of time is only here, in this paradigm, in this dimension. When you step into eternity, there is no more time. There is no time in eternity. Time only came into being in this window, here, in this paradigm. Eternity is not just time going on and on and on. There is no time there. And that's the thing, when somebody steps into that walk with Christ, you can step into that place of being right now, in I am. You can step into that place where in this very moment, and every moment going forward, you just are, and you are one with Him. Now, because you still live in this paradigm, you still need to figure out how to relate to the things of life. But what you do from that is, because you are connected to Him, and because you are walking with Him, then out of that place, you make the decisions that you need to for the practical affairs of this life, and then you continue to remain in I am. You continue to walk in Him. So, how do you do that? Well, you know, here's a couple things. One is don't carry around all your stuff in your head, and realize that you need to have the mind of Christ and not your old mind. You know, that old mind is that voice that voice in the head that doesn't shut up. That's the old mind. That is part of what took place at the fall. The knowledge of good and evil, that split that took place inside of us. You know, there's that moment where all of a sudden they stopped and they realized they were naked, right? But where did that come from? Where did that voice come from that told them that they were naked? You know, that's the voice in their head. Well, when did that voice start? It started with the fall. See, before that, they were just walking with Him. Before that, they were eternal beings. Before that, there was no time, because death had not entered in. Death had not entered into man's existence. There was no decay. So, but what happened? Man, he stepped into a new fallen state. And what Christ Jesus did for us at the cross was, you know, He allowed us to reconnect, to come into that eternal connection and that eternal state of being right now. And out of that eternal state of being, from there, you can now walk out the rest of your life. But God's given clues and guidelines for how you do that. He's given understanding and direction. One thing is, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Well, you've got to make a choice. Are you going to choose to continue to be ruled by that carnal mind, by that mind that just speaks and won't shut up? Or are you going to stay in a state of continual, praying continually, which is basically staying in a state where you are continually connected to Him? You're continually in I Am. You're in a state of prayer. You're in that eternal state of being right now. And you make decisions and choices out of that. And it's very easy for you to make good decisions and good choices because you're in a spot where you can hear. Or is it going to be ego and the carnal mind that rise up and have their way? You know, freedom is there. And, you know, there is no fear for those who are perfect. Love drives out all fear, right? God is love, right? So when you are consummated with Him, when you are one in I Am, then in that place, there is no fear. You will have no fear when you walk in I Am. When you walk in I Am, you will have no fear for whatever situation it is that you face in life. Because God will always quicken you for what to do. You will always have that peace of mind to be able to make the right decision, do the right thing, always walk with Him when you walk in that place. But if you worry and are perplexed and fret and frown, and let your life be turned upside down by that mind that is the world pushes on you and tries to control. If you are pushed by that, if you are conditioned by that, if you allow that to be the dominant force in your life, then you are going to spend your entire existence here trying to make things work, but never ever following out, never ever walking in an eternal state. Look, first realize that there is no past. If you are in Christ Jesus, that past is finished. It's done. It's finished. You know, with all the incredible experiences that God has allowed me to have and to go through, I also know that all of them, that's it. It's done. And, you know, I have to stop and consciously go and try to think about it, to even remember the things that God's taken me through, because as time has gone on, He's continued to show me more and more about what it is to walk as an eternal being in a temporal reality. And part of that is, hey, the past is the past, whatever it may be, good or bad. If you've come through some stuff, great. If it's been tough, well, it's done. If it was fantastic and memorable and all that, cool. Maybe there's a picture album somewhere. But unless I see that album, I'll probably forget what it was. Why? Because I'm not going to focus on all of those things unless I deliberately want to. Why? Because right now is the moment where God has me. Right now, this is the place where God has me. Right now, at this moment in time, the place that God has me is driving on this road through a little bit of construction and speaking the word of life and truth to you wherever in the world it is that you may be. And expressing to you the fact that God's plan and purpose will be made manifest in your life as you trust Him, as you look to Him, as you put all in. All in, all of yourself in, 100%. And walk with Him right now. Look, if you face the Lord God with your entire being, you will meet Him right there. If you give, what does it say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, right? Heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Second commandment is like it. Yeah. So, and what is that? Basically, it's that your entire being, 100%, going over, pushing, looking towards Him. Well, so if your spirit your soul or your mind, and if your flesh is lined up with your Father who's in heaven, you know what happens in that place? Power is unlocked. Truth is unlocked. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding is unlocked. Your gifts, the gifts that God has put in you, are empowered. And it's no longer you doing something in and of yourself. It is Him doing something through you by His Spirit. And there are amazing examples of this throughout the Scriptures for you to take encouragement and take heart and to understand that this is how God works. Incredible examples in the Scripture for you. So that you would know that God, if He's put a gift in you and it's great, well, it turns into something phenomenal when it's given over to Him. It turns into something miraculous when it's given over to Him, and that His life flows through yours. It turns into something absolutely just, it's unbelievable. And examples in the Scripture. I mean, you don't have to look very far. You look at Moses, you look at Paul, you look at Peter, you look at all the apostles, you look at you look at somebody like Stephen, you look at somebody like Philip, Barnabas. The Scriptures are full of them, full of people that first were doing things on their own, doing things in their natural ability. Then they had an encounter with the living God. Then they were quickened by the Spirit of the living God. The fire of God came upon their lives. They were lined up with Him, and they went out and shook everything. God used them to shake everything that could be shaken. And, you know, just chatting with a friend recently about this. Look, whatever's going on in any nation in the world, just know that God can send in an 80-year-old man with a stick and change everything. That's what Moses was. An 80-year-old man with a stick. That's enough. God can send you anywhere. Can send His people anywhere. And all it takes is just one. Just one. Elijah was a man like you and I. Yet he prayed. God closed up the heavens. Didn't rain for 3 years. Because he prayed. And when he prayed again, because he said it wasn't going to rain again unless he prayed. And unless he asked God to do it. You know, it would have never rained again there, period, if he didn't pray. It'd still be dry today. Because when God sends His people to act, they act. They have authority. They have power. And when He sends them to do something, they do it. When they do it, His power backs it. His power trumps it all. His power is over it all. What did the disciples say when they saw Jesus walking on the water? What did they say when they saw Him commanding the storm to stop? Who is this man? What manner of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey Him. Look, He's got power over it all. And that should excite you. That should encourage you. That should put something inside of you that says, yes, I can do whatever it is that He quickens me to do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do whatever it is that He tells me to do, and there will be an impact. There will be a reason. There will be something that takes place. And whatever it may be, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go for it. Because that's it. Our lives are supposed to be about Him. Look, our windows here are very short. Very, very, very short. Your life, your window, your time, your existence here is incredibly short. So while you are here, be about the Father's business. While you are here, trust Him. Why is it so hard to trust Him? Why is it so hard for people to trust him? Look, he loves you. He loves you so much that he would send his son to die for you. And the, out of that love that he has for you, he also pours out for you to have an abundant life, for you to have a full life, for you to have an incredible existence, an incredible reason and meaning for being. But people are scared. They're scared of what it means to follow him. They're scared of what it means to walk with him. They're scared. And because they're scared, it leaves them in a place where they're paralyzed because of that fear. But to walk with him is a place of freedom and liberty and incredible purpose being manifest. And you want his purposes. I know you do. I know you do. But there's something that stops so many of you. Something that stops so many of you from trusting him and following him. Look, we're, as much as God's put it in us to do this, we're doing it, right? So, hey, just look and realize that, you know, we haven't crashed and burned yet. we've continued to eat over all these years. We've continued to carry forth and carry the word. We've continued to do that which he's put in front of us to do. And we're still here. We're still all right. We're still going forward strong. We're still okay. So there's got to be something. You got to take some courage in that. You've got to take some heart in that. You've got to say, okay, you know, he hasn't. Those that put their trust in him are never put to shame. If you put your trust in him, you won't be put to shame. He won't let you. He won't. Because you've launched your life out on him. Look, he will course correct you as need be, all right? But when you begin to move in a direction, when you begin to walk after him and to trust him, he will do something in you. And he will unfold a purpose in your heart and in your life that will bring joy. You know that abundant life comes? Alright, I'll tell you part of it too. Part of it is progressional, okay? Part of it is progressional. You, and the progression is up to his spirit, but it's also up to, in part, if you will go all in or not. The fastest way to progress with the Father is to go all in 100%. If you don't hold anything back, he will do something very, very quick inside of your heart. And he will raise you up. And as he does it, if you trust him, what you're going to see is that from that place, you're going to progress through certain stages. And the stages are necessary because, you know, without those stages, without that, required transition through, you don't go through the proper development. You know, there's certain ways. Look, if you send a child to school, right? You're going to, if he goes to university, he's going to take certain courses. Why? Because those give him a foundation for being able to do something. If you try to train somebody to do a vocational skill, you know, you will give him certain training. And you will take him through a progress. So, I mean, where does that come from? Well, it comes from good teaching, good learning. And he is the teacher. You know, Jesus is our teacher. So, him being our teacher and him being the one that we learn from, what he does with us is he says, all right, I'm going to teach you. If you give yourself over to me 100%, I'm going to teach you. Settle yourself underneath my hand, and I will teach you. What did he do with the early disciples? He called them to follow him. They followed him. After they followed him for a window of time, he designated some to be apostles, and he also other ones he sent out 72, different time as well. So, but those that were close to him, he preached, he taught, he taught them. They traveled, they learned, they watched, they observed, they understood, and then in the right time, he sent them out with power. And God sends you out with power. But you need to go through a couple things. You need to learn to trust him. You need to learn that he's not going to let you down. You need to learn that he's in control. You need to learn that there's power in the name of Jesus. You need to learn that that you can go into any situation and he's got your back if you're walking with him. So those are things that you need to learn. You need to learn to say no to the enemy. Because the enemy will come and try to take you off course and try to distract you and try to offer you all kinds of things. And you got to learn to say no. And to say, get behind me, Satan. And to say no. You know, you shall worship the Lord your God only, and him only shall you serve. So God puts people through his own training. And as he does that, he raises them up. And God is raising you up. So we just want to bless you with that truth. And just tell you guys, hey, keep on keeping on. God bless you. Drop us an email. Say hi, faithmix@gmail.com. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you will find us there. We love you guys. Do say hi. Talk to you soon. All right. God bless you.